And now it's time to go skipping across the Atlantic for the Science Update team. Bob Hirschhorn and Chelsea Wald are waiting for us. Hi, guys.
This week for the Naked Scientists, I'm going to talk about a possible source of energy that has scientists all abuzz. But first, Chelsea is going to talk about the food that fueled one culture of the past.
If you could travel back in time to the Mexico of 1,000 years ago, the food would probably have a familiar kick to it. This according to archaeobotanist Linda Perry of the Smithsonian's Museum of Natural History. She and her colleagues discovered well-preserved scraps of domesticated chili peppers in an ancient Mexican shelter cave. The peppers date back 5 to 1,500 years. Perry was struck by the variety, 10 different kinds of peppers in all, including 7 in a single location.
Because you're not going to be growing 7 different kinds of peppers if you're not making some really interesting food.
What's more, she says the peppers appear to have been used in both fresh and dried forms, providing a broad spectrum of spices that could fuel dishes similar to today's Mexican specialties.
Thanks, Chelsea. Okay, cue the music.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
40 years ago, good vibrations were giving the Beach Boys excitations. Now, Steve Beebe of the University of Southampton in England is using vibrations to generate real electricity. He's developed devices as small as a sugar cube that you stick on any vibrating surface. The vibrations jiggle a few strategically placed magnets which surround a copper coil.
So the coil's stationary and the magnets are moving, and that way you build up an electromotive force in the coil, which is basically a voltage.
It's a low voltage, but Beebe says it's enough to run small wireless sensors that monitor the structural integrity of machines and bridges. And in theory, it could even power a battery-free pacemaker just from the pulse of a patient's heartbeat.
Thanks, Bob. We'll be back next time to talk about some surprising things some bugs and plants do to protect their families. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirschhorn for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Fantastic. And remember, if you want to check out more from the Science Update team, you can have a look at their website, www.scienceupdate.com.
It's the Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. And this week we're talking about fuels of the future in just a second. And we're going to be finding out about lightning, because we'll be talking to Mike, who's in Beakley. He's got a question. I've also got an email from someone called... Who wrote to me? Andy John wrote to me as well to say he wants to know about harnessing electricity and lightning. So that's coming up in a second. But